I count it a privilege to be here tonight and to be able to share with you from the book of Philippians. And it is not my purpose to impress anybody. That's not my purpose for getting up here and sharing it. I'm going to do the best job I can. And I do not want to hear somebody say, "Oh, I wish I could memorize like that." Because if you put the hours and the work that I have in memory, you would know a lot more and a lot better than I do. I can't tell you the hard work that I have put in. I have put in thousands and thousands of hours. I probably, over the last 40 years, have averaged over an hour and a half a day. Sometimes I put in many hours in one day, just working on memory. But I have these little verse packets that I take with me everywhere. And I'm reviewing when I go to the doctors. I'm reviewing when I go, when I'm not witnessing to somebody. When I go to the grocery store or wherever I go, and when I'm driving, I did learn one lesson that you don't, you got to be careful. You can't look down away while you're driving. So I've had a couple of close calls, but I've learned better. So, but I want to tell you, one of my purposes for speaking and sharing the book of Philippians, which is a great book. Anyway, it's that you may say, "I can do that," and be challenged to learn the word so you can be able to say, as in Isaiah 50 verse 4, "For the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." He awakens morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. And when you have scripture memorized, you have that available to a resource. And another reason is because the book of Philippians has many challenges to our hearts. And I'm not going to open this. Now, I have been advised by the master, Steve Kutcher. He is, in drama, he is the best. And I cannot compare with this drama. But that is kind of what I want to do. I want to be like Apostle Paul speaking to you, the Philippian believers. And by his advice, I'm going to ask you that you don't help me, because I have one that has been designed to help me. He has the King James Version, and I'm going to be speaking from the King James. But I have made quite a few changes, number one purpose for the changes is accuracy. I have carefully and studiously changed certain wordings. And I also have changed it to make it more clearly and understandable, more simple to understand. And I have tried. Now, I know that there is going to creep back in a ye and or a thee or one of the old English words, but I've tried to eliminate those words. So before we begin, let's pray. Father, my prayer is that you might challenge our hearts anew. Because there is so much that we are lacking. And oh, that our focus might be upon you and your purpose and your will alone. And may we just simply be your servants. And we pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which were at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you all, every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy and fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. No. From the first day until now, I'll ask you, okay? Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is right for me to think this of y'all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in the bonds and defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long after you all in the mercies of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. And this I word. No, let's see. But I word you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many brethren of the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn to my deliverance through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by death or by life. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what I should choose, I don't know. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Joy of faith. That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. Only let your conduct be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. That you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evidence of their perdition, but to you of your salvation, and that from God. For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any compassions and mercy, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others more important than themselves. Look not every man on his own interests, but every man on the interests of others. Let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought not his equality with God as something to be tenaciously clung to, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice. Well, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice, that I have not labored in vain. Let me make sure that's right. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. There you go. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. And for this same cause also, do you joy and rejoice with me? But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who would naturally care for your welfare. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, but you know the proof of him that is a son with a father. He has served with me in the gospel. And therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it's going to go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send unto you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my needs. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. And therefore I sent the more diligently, that when ye see him again, you may rejoice. Then I will be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in high regard, because that for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Finally, brother, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any man think he has whereof he might glory, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrew, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but lost, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but rubbish, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Let me see, where did I leave off? The righteousness of God. No, don't help me. Righteousness of God, which is by faith. Oh, if by any means I might attain, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already mature. But I follow after. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Did I already do that? See, I might attain unto the dead. Yeah, I left something out about the mature. If by any means I'm attained unto the resurrection of the dead. Help me out.
Not as though I had already attained, either were already
Oh, not as though I'd already attained. Either were already mature. There, now I got to the maturity. Either were already mature, but I follow after. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended. But this one thing, I left out the fact that I might apprehend that for which I have been apprehended. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God. This is where I have my trouble. Therefore, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same order. That's the next verse. Help me out here. Let us therefore. I don't know why I have problems with that, but let us therefore, as many as be mature, be thus minded. And I love this part. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by that same rule. Let us mind that same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me. And mark them which walk. So you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. From whence we look for the Savior, who shall change our lowly bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech ye, Euodias and Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known unto all men. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep and guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard of me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. Wherein ye were also concerned, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in what sort of state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Notwithstanding, you have done well, that you did communicate with my afflictions. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I first departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again under my necessity. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply your needs according to the riches of his glory. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.